Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Säsongens näst sista småprogram från Storbritannien med stämningen i toppen till att börja med. Hör färska fansröster om titelrace, om Champions League-jakt med bara några få matcher kvar på den här säsongen och det här spelåret. Vi tar er med på en resa och ett reportage långt söderut i London och i tabellen i ligan till en annan del av London, till klubben som bäddar väldigt mycket för utveckling och framtid i en hel stadsdel, men som den här helgen spelar för sin existens i Premier League. Möt människorna kring ligans hetaste kortsida och så tävlingen från förra veckan. Vinnaren presenteras och en ny lanseras. Var med och tävla om en ny valfri matchtröja. Välkomna till programmet.
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
I en annan del av London alltså. Det är där det här avsnittet utspelar sig. I största delen i alla fall. Men vi ska först ta en liten sväng i en annan del av tabellen. Bland toppklubbarna där Chelsea går mot en ny titel. Där Tottenham mot ännu en Champions League-säsong. Där fyra bjässar slåss om bara två ytterligare riktigt fina Europaplatser. Vi startar där. En rundvandring, ett aktuellt svep om stämningen i toppen på 90 sekunder.
He's bringing the passion back, the connection with the fans. He just like in Wembley, we had the plane flying over with Antonio Conte on it. I mean, when have we ever had that? When have we ever had that?
It's difficult. It's going to be really, really difficult because this team have already broken records. 7 games on the trot we've won. That means we'd have to win 13 games on the trot. It's a big ask, but who knows? Who knows? Leicester won the title last year. Anything can happen.
You know, we should have a strong enough squad back now to focus on that fourth place at least. And that's what we've got to aim for, the top four, because then we can attract greater players next season. If we don't get into the Champions League, then his job in attracting quality players, as I talked about right at the beginning, is so much harder because they won't be there.
Well, I think Champions League is everything. I would not want to play in the Europa League because I think that's just a distraction, so it would be devastating really. I'd rather, if we don't finish in the Champions League, I'd rather finish out of the Europa places, if you like.
They're not 100%. They're not. Everyone's thinking, "Oh yeah, because we've signed this, that and the other, we're going to win every game." It's not like that at all. You know, you've got to give Jose time. If we don't give Jose time, he's not going to have a chance. The majority of this United squad are young, and that's why, personally, in the summer, I'd go for somebody who's already got it. You know, because United need success. If we haven't got success, United will crumble.
Well, Mr. Wenger, aren't you going to pay some more money?
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
Vi lämnar toppen nu, åtminstone för den här gången. Vi lär återkomma, inte minst i sista avsnittet i nästa vecka. Det kan bli mästarstämpel på det. Kan bli Chelsea redan då och den gången. Nu mot Londons södra delar. Det tar en tid att ta sig dit. Tänk på det om ni ska göra resan någon gång. Mycket längre tid än vad man tror och hoppas att det ska göra. Men det kan vara värt det. Det är det. För att uppleva, se och inte minst höra fotboll på den där arenan. Selhurst Park. Ingen annanstans i Premier League är volymen så hög per capita och kvadratmeter som kring klacken på Selhurst Park.
Follow, 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 follow.
Det är Holmesdale Fanatics, en liten grupp fans som sedan några år tillbaka har fått fart på läktarlivet. Mer lik den atmosfär och stämning som finns både i Italien och här hemma i Allsvenskan, snarare än i övriga Premier League. Det är heta supportrar, inte alltid, men oftast på rätt sida gränsen. Och det är inte bara spelarna, Big Sam Allardyce, som i helgen spelar säsongens viktigaste match. Sträckstriden mot Hull City. Hela klacken är med i den kampen.
The main thing here is the fans. If this is your first time here, you're in for a treat. They're definitely a 12th man here at Selhurst Park.
Everybody says how brilliant the atmosphere is at the Palace, especially the far end.
It is one of the best in the Premier.
Fanatical supporters.
Hög volym på Selhurst Park för resultatet, för klubben. Och som sagt, för hela kvarteret. Crystal Palace är klubben som har fått dollar från USA och investerat i vardagslivet i södra London. Den engelska affärsmannen Steve Parish är ordförande. Han och tre andra delägare sålde för 1,5 år sedan större delen av klubben till två amerikaner, Josh Harris och David Blitzer, som också styr hockey- och basketklubbarna i USA, New Jersey Devils och Philadelphia 76ers. En satsning har sedan dess på Crystal Palace ökat och klubben har fortsatt sitt sociala arbete i kvarteren kring Selhurst Park. Pengar och engagemang på olika sätt, stiftelser till exempel, för barn och ungdomar i Bromley, Beckenham och Croydon till exempel.
Yeah, it does mean a lot. I mean, I was born and bred around this area. So it's big to me. I mean, when I first went to football, I said I want to support Arsenal. And my father wasn't very happy. He said, we're all Crystal Palace and that's it. And you're South London. He said, you come over here and that was it. And since then I've been here. I mean, the atmosphere and the supporters are so good.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've been supporting Palace for many, many years. And I think the difference here in the UK is it's in your blood. You know, you can change your wife, you change your friends, you never change your football club.
You know, I had no choice.
But it's a 12th man that makes it every time, week in, week out, home and away. Yeah. It's special.
Right from the start. In fact, from before the start, you're here. The supporters, the crowd start up all the time, and that infuses the players on the pitch.
And also our wall, that is commemoration for how long we've been as a club, because we really nearly went out of business. We were so close that I'm so sorry for Orient, because we know how they feel. Yeah, because we know how they feel.
Det har gungat rejält kring Crystal Palace i flera säsonger faktiskt. Det här är tredje raka Premier League-året. För 2 vårar sedan lyckades Alan Pardew ta laget från absolut botten med nyår till en mittenplats. 10:e placering. Den ruschen, några sommarköp sommaren 2015 som till exempel Johan Cabay, gjorde att förhoppningarna ökade än mer och dramatiskt. Crystal Palace skulle börja trilskas med toppen, var det tänkt, när vi mötte Alan Pardew. Det är Crystal Palace som anlände med sin buss för en träningsmatch i Londons östra utkanter. De matchar inför en Premier League-säsong som lovar mer än någon annan för deras del. Ligans i vanliga fall röststarkaste supportrar, de tror på det här laget mer än någon gång tidigare. Och det hörs och märks ända in i truppen och i toppen av klubben.
Yeah, because we have good momentum and, you know, we have an exciting team, so we're looking forward to the season, yeah.
Are there too high expectations? Is that a risk for you?
I don't know. Well, our expectations are not that high. We know we're a good side and we hope to prove it in the season, see where we finish.
What are your expectations?
To hopefully finish where we did last year or perhaps even higher.
Det blev tuffare än vi båda trodde just före säsongstarten sensommaren 2015. Sen dess har det varit kris på repeat för Crystal Palace. Vid jul, nu den här säsongen, var det ny bottenplacering, näst jumbo. Pardew fick sparken och klubbledningen ringde Sam Allardyce. Kanske den räddningsledare som han har visat sig vara tidigare, men knappast vägvisaren in i framtiden. Inte enligt många runt Selhurst Park i alla fall.
I think time will tell on that. I'm not sure. You know, he's one of these guys that comes in and does an amazing job, saves teams, groups everybody together, gets players. I think the way he works it is he looks at players and gets the best out of them. You know, looks at their strengths and then makes them play to those strengths. Long term, I'm not sure. You know, the club has a strategy. It wants to stay in the Premier League, and to do that, you've got to have the infrastructure behind it. You've got to have the managers to do it. I'm not sure Big Sam's the man for it. He might do. He's probably going to be off another contract after this, I would imagine, for a few more years, and time will tell. But he's a good man. He knows enough people in football to bring the right people in.
I think if Sam were to leave, it would be because Sam wants to leave, and they wouldn't sack him from here, not from what he's done this season. But
that's how he works.
That's how he works. Yeah, that's how he works. But I agree with Steve. Whether he's here for another season or more, I don't know, and I don't think anybody knows. But he's done what we wanted him to do this season. That's keep us in the Premiership.
Look. I think Alan Pardew's a very clever man. You know, he is a good manager. He's got a lot of stick at Newcastle. He got a lot of stick here, but quite rightly. You know, the beginning of last season we played well. He got us to the FA Cup final. You can't take him away from that. If we hadn't got to the FA Cup final, would he still have had a job at the end of the season? I don't think he would. And if you look at the results in the league at the back end of last year, the writing was on the wall. Now, in my view, and I've mentioned this to our current chairman, I think we should have acted a lot quicker this year. You know, we allowed things to settle down. We gave Pardew far too much time to make far too many mistakes, put us in a position where we were right down the bottom, and now we're playing catch up. Yeah. Your colleagues in Sweden saying, you know, we should have been top 10, top 8. We probably should have been, but we would have been if we'd acted a little bit quicker, in my view.
You just don't know in football what happens. I mean, because he was supposed to be the chairman's best friend and they got on like brothers, and I think that's helped out a bit. Otherwise, if it had been a different chairman or something, he could have gone early, but being best of friends probably sank there, kept him a bit longer, and in the end he had to go.
But if you can't motivate a team, you've got to go. You can give him a certain amount of leeway, but if you can't motivate the team and the team looks like it's going to leave the Premiership, then you've got to go and get somebody in who can fight and get their spirits back up and get them to improve.
He lost everything, and I think the way that Palace started this season with all the old Crystal Palace boys, the Alan Pardews and all the others, not going to name them, that was not good for this club. It was too much of the old boys act. Wipe that slate clean, bring in somebody else who's nothing to do with Crystal Palace at all, but he could see the potential in the players, and he has in fact brought the potential up, and he's got his own backroom staff now and they're working wonders.
Crystal Palace slog Chelsea, Arsenal och Liverpool under en enda månad i april, men har sen åkt på tre bakslag i rad, senast 0-5 mot Manchester City. Och nu är det plötsligt ödesmatch, både med Premier League och vardagslivet i potten.
This club needs an attacking manager, probably an English manager as well, because you know the supporters here are quite loyal. Somebody with a bit of flair and excitement. You know, as I said before, we are the 12th man at this club, and you need to get that 12th man up and running and jumping and screaming and shouting. So you've got to play the type of football that's entertaining. Yes, we're going to leak a few goals, but we've got to score a lot of goals as well. We've got to be exciting. So we need a really good, in my view, a really good young English manager that can take us forward. Or Swedish.
Thanks a lot.
Det där var utflykten till en annan del av London, till en annan del av ligan på sätt och vis också. Avslutningsvis i det här programmet, tävlingen, både veckans och förra veckans. Först av allt, stort tack för alla fantastiska bidrag. Vinnaren av säsongens MVP, tre kandidater. Först de nominerade spelarna, N'Golo Kanté, Chelsea. Andra raka titeln, som att ha en extra spelare på mittfältet, löd en motivering från vinnaren. Han hade också med Dele Alli, Tottenham, 17 ligamål från mittfältsposition som 21-åring. Michael Keane, Burnley, tar plats på den där pallen också, enligt vinnaren. Landslagsmeriterad, stark, följsam, framtida ledare i en ännu större klubb. Vinnaren, Samuel Kerem. vinner en Tottenham-tröja och ett stort grattis. Den är på väg till dig. Och så ny tävling. Vår samarbetspartner BetSafe ställer upp med en ny valfri matchtröja. Uppdraget är rakt men inte helt okomplicerat. Ta ut säsongens lag. Vilka 11 har varit bäst? Enkel och rak fråga, svårt svar kanske. Valfri kombination, lek med siffror. Hör av er med svaret på Facebook i kommentatorsfältet. Wenström Television, varför inte likea sidan också? Vi likar er. Och så ses vi i nästa avsnitt nästa vecka. Småprogram från Storbritannien. Lycka till!
Programmet presenteras av BetSafe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.